With permission, Mr. Speaker, I would like to make a statement following yesterday's developments at the Leveson inquiry. Although I intend to respond fully to allegations about my conduct and that of my department when I present my evidence to Lord Justice Leveson, I believe it's important to update the House on actions that have been taken as a result of evidence released yesterday. Mr. Speaker, we are 273 days into a process that's first stage will last until October. This is not the time to jump on a political bandwagon. What the public want to hear is not the Right Honourable Gentleman's views, not my views, but the views of Lord Justice Leveson when he has considered all the evidence. I do, however, think it is right to set the record straight on a number of issues in the light of evidence heard yesterday at the inquiry. Specifically, on the merger of News Corp with BSkyB, I would like to remind the House of the process I followed. Throughout, I have strictly followed due process, seeking the advice of independent regulators, something I didn't have to do, and after careful consideration, acting on their advice. I have published all advice that I've received from Ofcom and the OFT, together with correspondence between myself and News Corporation, including details of all meetings I have held in relation to this process. As part of this process, my officials and I have engaged with News Corporation and its representatives, as well as other interested parties, both supporters and opponents of the merger. Transcripts of conversations and texts published yesterday between my special advisor Adam Smith and a News Corporation representative have been alleged to indicate there was a back channel through which News Corporation were able to influence my decisions. This is categorically not the case.
Order. The House must calm down a bit. The statement must be heard. There will be a full opportunity for questioning of the Secretary of State, which he would expect, and whether he expects it or not, that's what will happen, and that's right and proper. But it's also right and proper that the statement should be heard with courtesy. Yeah. The Secretary of State.
However, the volume and tone of those communications were clearly not appropriate in a quasi-judicial process, and today Adam Smith has resigned as my special advisor. Adam Smith accepts that he overstepped the mark on this occasion. I want to set on record that I believe he did so unintentionally and did not believe that he was doing anything more than giving advice on process. I believe him to be someone of integrity and decency, and it is a matter of huge regret to me that this has happened. Mr. Speaker, I only saw the transcripts of these communications yesterday. They did not influence my decisions in any way at all, not least because I insisted on hearing the advice of independent regulators at every stage of the process. I will give my full record of events when I give evidence to Lord Justice Leveson. However, I would like to resolve this issue as soon as possible, which is why I've written to Lord Justice Leveson asking if my appearance can be brought forward. I am totally confident that when I present my evidence, the public will see that I conducted this process with scrupulous fairness throughout. Yeah.